Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine, returning your missed call for Home Care Services, ma'am. Did you need any
Yes.
assistance?
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because if you're interested in being a caregiver, is that for people that's on Medicaid or Medicaid and Medicare?
So, are you a caregiver looking for work or a patient looking for services? So I can answer your question.
Because my brother was telling me about your program and he was saying that I can be a caregiver for my
Right,
mom.
right.
But she's on Medicare, not that Medicaid.
Medicare does not cover that program. It's only Medicaid, but we can assist her through that. It's an income-based program through the Department of Family Services.
Yeah, 'cause because I already told him, I said she's not going to be eligible 'cause she's on Medicare. If
No,
you
that don't
didn't.
matter. That don't matter. Medicare is when you've worked your whole life. You've paid into the system. They've taken out sufficient taxes for you to be able to retire. And so she gets a little stipend at the end of the month. Okay? Medicaid is a state-funded program through the Department of Family Services. It's income-based. Most seniors qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid picks up what Medicare does not cover, like long-term care. Medicare does not cover home care services. It doesn't hurt to try. The worst that they could tell you, she don't qualify at this time. She's over the income bracket.
Okay, so who would I call to find that out?
Me.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm getting confused. I'm gonna get away from the phone because I don't want people. This is what I thought. I thought that, because he kept telling me to call, and I was like, well, she's not. This is what I thought. I thought that if you're on Medicaid, that you didn't qualify for like these services.
No, Medicaid is the state-funded program that covers dentures, hearing aids, hospital beds. It's the state program that we wish everybody could get on.
But she's on medic, but she, but I already assumed an assumption is not good. I already assumed that she didn't qualify because she's on Medicare. So
No,
you,
that's in addition to. Medicaid is in addition to, it's not going to even touch her Medicare. Medicare is always going to be there. It's always going to have her A and B for hospitalization, medications, short-term nurse visits. If she landed in the hospital, God forbid, and she came home, let's say with a colostomy bag, an injury, a wound that needed healing, they'll send the nurse 6 to 8 weeks to monitor the wound. But it does not go away. That's something she's already been found eligible for the duration of her time. Okay?
What you're
Medicaid
saying?
is an addition to. It's something that you have to apply for, and we could do that for you today.
I see what you're saying. So you can be on Medicare
Both.
and
You can have
still get
both.
Medicaid. Oh my goodness, I didn't
Yes.
know
Yeah. Absolutely.
that. All this time,
Let me check to see if she has the eligibility codes to submit the referral. Hold on. Let me just check real
All
quick.
right.
What's her first and last name?
Jacqueline Hightower.
Jacqueline,
H
Jacqueline.
U U
Okay. Because everyone
A
spells it
C
differently. Go ahead.
JACQUELINE.
And
And
last
last
name?
name, Hightower, HIGHTOWER.
Date of birth.
6/27/36.
Home address.
5452 Arlington Street.
Arlington, spell that for me for
A
accuracy.
ARL. INGTON Street,
Okay, and that's in what county?
Philadelphia,
Okay.
Pennsylvania, 19131.
All right, let me check to see what she got. Give me one second. Let me check. You could have been done this,
You know
girl.
what? Don't say that. I know you was getting
I
ready to say
know.
that. Because I'm thinking, I thought that I'm thinking that if you're on Medicare,
No,
you can't apply
Medicare,
for.
no, you can apply for it. It's two separate programs.
I didn't. I thought, oh my
Yeah.
goodness. I didn't know
Don't tell
that.
your brother
So,
because he's
no, I'm
going to tell
not.
you. I told you.
No, he. So, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, you can be on Medicare and Medicaid at the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God. Okay, but Medicaid is income based.
It's income based. It's through welfare, the Department of Family Services. You know, food stamps and all that. That's through the Department of Family Services.
So,
It's an addition to.
You're able to check now to see if
I'm
she
gonna check right now.
qualifies?
I'm gonna check right now, and if she's eligible, we're gonna proceed. We're gonna get your mom
Oh
the
my
services
goodness.
she needs, and you're gonna get paid to take care of her.
You're probably like, lady, if I can get through that phone, I could just tap you on your finger.
Yep. You already know. Jacqueline, I'm looking right now. Hightower right now. Real quick.
So Medicare don't tell you that. They don't tell you to.
They're not going
to
tell you that. These are things that you need to research on your own. Medicare is not going to tell you, oh, go tap into the state funds. They're not going to tell you that. All right, something's up. 6/27/1936 is the birthday?
6/27/1936, yes.
And Hightower is Hightower.
Yes.
And Jacqueline is Jacqueline. Nothing's populating
yes.
for her. That means she's never, ever applied for services. Aw, your mom worked her whole life, huh?
No, my mom was, she stayed home, so she's receiving Social Security from my dad.
So your dad must have took very good care of her because she's never applied for welfare.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. She has the eligibility codes to submit the referral. We can. I'm going to guide you through it. I need you to write this down. Grab a notebook, notepad.
I'm getting nervous now.
Somewhere where you could reference this information again because you're going to need it, okay? We're going to submit a referral today. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Donna, D-O-N-N-A. And your last name?
H-I-G-H.
Hightower?
Yes.
And a good number to reach is the one on my call ID, the 267, the one I call, 990?
Yes.
All right, you're going to be the primary caregiver. You could also assign your brother, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is what we're going to do. You're going to call the Medicaid broker. Write that down. Medicaid broker number.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Does she qualify?
She has the eligibility codes to submit the referral.
Wow.
Now you're going to call the broker, and we're going to get her processed for Medicaid. You're going to help fill out the application. Submit the information that they need to determine her eligibility. All right.
Okay, so now she has to find out.
You have to fill out an application for her. Then mm-hmm. they have to do a home assessment. That's when they come into the home. They physically check that Jacqueline is a real life person with real disabilities. They help create the care plan. At that time, they'll let you know how many hours, days she's been awarded.
Okay, the broker.
The process. We're gonna start it today.
Okay. Medicaid
so
broker
I
number.
Uh-huh. It's 877.
877. 4227.
You're going to call them, introduce yourself, tell them that your mom is in need of Medicaid services. You're calling to assist her through the application. You want to know what is needed from her to further her along onto Medicaid. Write that down, Medicaid.
Okay, so I'm calling a Medicaid broker.
Broker. And telling them that you want to apply for Medicaid for Jacqueline Hightower.
Okay.
Put yourself down as the point of contact for everything.
Okay. Point of contact.
If she has any money in her accounts, move them away. Put them temporarily in your account. Move it around. Do something. Make it disappear.
So how much is that that you... What's the maximum?
I'm not sure, but if you go into the website, you can see the income brackets. Go into Medicaid. They'll tell you when you call. Tell them what are the income brackets.
Okay, let me go
ask
on the website first.
Uh-huh, you could go on the website, look at the income brackets. Also remember disabilities, age matters, and also how many people are in the household.
Oh, okay, because my income is low.
You could have no income. You could have all the income in the world. You could just say you're renting a space to your mom. They don't have to include your income.
No, it's good that they would include my income because my income is low.
No, you don't want that. You don't want to add addition to whatever she's receiving.
Okay. I see.
Yeah, she's renting a spot in your house. That's it.
Okay, so wait. So what's the website address?
I don't know because I don't work for Medicaid. I think you could Google Medicaid and then put your county. That should pop up the website. But the Medicaid broker number that I gave you is a direct link to Medicaid. They're the ones that assist people with the applications and all of that. So you can ask those questions to them.
What's the income guidelines?
And or what's the website so you could check it?
Well, what's the website? Okay.
But I want you to put in an application regardless, because you don't know. She might just be eligible, and by you asking questions, you might X yourself out, thinking that, oh, she's not going to do it. They're not going to give it to her. Don't do that. Put it in anyway.
Okay. I'm going to be obedient to. Okay, so this Medicaid broker number, is that my mom's number, or that's just a number? That's the number.
No,
that
that's
supposed...
the number for Medicaid that you have to call to submit the application for.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to just ask them what the income guidelines. So you
could
so
do
you
that too. Or the website. So you could go on and check it out.
Okay, I'll do that. And then that will tell you what your income is and also the money that you have in your bank. They'll let you know how much money you can have in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't know that offhand, like how much you can
No,
have?
I don't. I know they go back 5 years. So.
Okay. All right. So I need to check that. And
now I'm going to give you the agency's information, okay?
Okay.
So the agency that's going to hire you and assist Ms. Jacqueline onto services, because she's going to get it, is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay.
My number is 267-551-7410. And my name is Jasmine.
267-551-7410. Okay, Jasmine. Woo. Okay. All righty. I'm going to go on the website, and I'll be making that phone call tomorrow.
Call them now. No, call them now. They open to 5. You got 30 minutes.
But
get her online.
I gotta see what that.
You don't need any of that. You're complicating it. Call the broker.
Okay.
Ask any questions directly to the broker. After you've done all your questions, ask them for the website, then go on their website.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
But get her online. Do this. All right. Call me if you need me. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome on board.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.